Another Wednesday means another heavy agenda for Barry councillors. It's scheduled to begin at 6:15 p.m. tonight with a meeting of the city's Infrastructure and Community Investment Committee. Being considered is a motion to approve a new $2.6 million project to decommission the Bayview Park Reservoir and complete the removal of its associated booster pumping station at Sam Conchilla Park, and fund it from the city's water capital reserve. Barry Today will have more coverage on this project later today. The reservoir and pumping station were removed from operation 20 years ago, and this infrastructure is not required to be connected to the drinking water system in the future, according to city staff. City Council is scheduled to begin its meeting at 7 p.m. First comes recognition of the Maple Ridge Senior Girls Basketball Team for winning the 2024 Ontario Federation of School Athletic Associations, OFSAA, Girls AAA Basketball Championship. Michael Spears and Caitlin Baldwin will then make deputations to council about the 2025 Barrie Police Budget. This year's $72.24 million police budget is a $4.72 million or 6.99% increase from last year. Barrie police spending is 22.58% of the city's 2025 operating budget. Council will next consider an interim agreement with the Sea Cadets for the use of office space at the General John Hayter South Shore Community Center, at no charge. The agreement could also include provisions for rental rates and parking for the use of South Shore Center consistent with other user groups, such as the Barrie Rotary Club. An addition to South Shore Center is to eventually be the new home of the Sea Cadets, Navy League. Council will also consider changing the city's procedural bylaw to add a provision that consultants, developers, etc., must provide any council and committee presentations in person, unless authorized by the city clerk in consultation with the mayor and or chair of the committee. And, in a process that started last year, council will consider passing its 2025 operating and capital budget, which sets property taxes and service levels in Barrie. The city portion of the operating budget was approved in December. It pays for more than 60 city services such as firefighting, snow clearing, road repairs, garbage pickup, transit, parks and recreation, along with water treatment. Council will be considering final approval Wednesday of the service partner budgets for Barrie Police, the County of Simcoe, the Barrie Public Library, the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit and the Conservation Authorities, who are asking for a combined $7.3 million more this year than in 2024. The county provides Barrie with services that include paramedics, homelessness prevention, long-term care beds, nonprofit social housing, Ontario Works, children's services, Simcoe County Housing Corporation, community services and social housing. Council will also consider a motion to have city staff prepare rules for the licensing of businesses operating motorized activities along the waterfront, including a limit on the vehicles permitted, fees and safety measures for their operation. Staff would then report back. The motion would also rescind a previous council's decision to not allow operators to provide motorized activities on Barrie's waterfront. A memo from Michelle Banfield, the city's executive director of development services, regarding an update for 175 and 199 Issa Road and 50 Wood Street, could be referred by council to the Affordability Committee meeting scheduled for March 19, 2025. Ontario Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing Paul Calandra has said the rezoning needed to build more than 4,000 residences on the old Barrie Fairgrounds property should be decided by the city, not the province, and addressed through the municipal planning process. Proposed there are 4,054 total residences in 13 high-rise buildings, 15 to 20 stories in height, 211 townhouses, commercial spaces, a school block and outdoor amenity spaces. Council will hear a presentation by Empower Simcoe, which supports individuals with intellectual disabilities, by offering early childhood programs to community living and comprehensive housing support. The Wednesday, January 29 City Council meeting is scheduled to be held in the Council Chambers at Barrie City Hall. It is open to the public and available online.